This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Just listen to James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. He's got a bunch of whistleblowers coming forward from inside of the big tech companies, and they are nothing short of crime. Every single one of them should be indicted and charged for their crimes, violating law, namely our God-given rights concerning the First Amendment. Remember, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment, right, or barring free speech. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Define freedom within that freedom zone, friends. You don't define free speech as someone committing the act of defamation or perjury, lying about you, or malicious intent. That's not free speech. And I know that the American people have been dummied down to believe that it's free speech, but it really isn't free speech according to the rule of law. Now, with that said, friends, many people in this country need to begin to ask themselves the question, why haven't the big tech companies been held accountable for censoring and suppressing free speech, for shadow banning? Why? Because it helps protect those that mean to rule over you, namely corruption within government. I don't care how many times they grill big tech CEOs within these company friends, because it's nothing more than a show to appease you to go back to sleep. Because after all, again, you've been taught, America, that they know better than you do. No, they don't. No, absolutely they do not. Friends, I got a question for you. Do you remember when I did the radio program for 18 years, U.S. government and mainstream media claimed that we were under attack by Muslims? For 18 years, we were told by the U.S. government and the mainstream media and how they claimed that we're under attack by Muslims. Now we find that they're covering for Muslims when they attack Americans. Right? Interestingly enough, we put a video together and YouTube would not broadcast it. Okay? They're a part of the problem. They're one of the big tech companies, friends, that are censoring without lawful cause in so many different ways. Let me keep it safe there. You ever wonder why, friends, they're covering for Muslims now when they attack Americans? This was just released. Talked to Laura Loomer this morning. Laura just did an article on the 3rd, 2 days ago of this month. Silicon Valley Sharia. Apple and Google are Ilhan Omar's top 2020 campaign donors as Republicans continue to be censored. Whoa, that's quite interesting, isn't it? I mean, we've seen the bill of goods that we were sold right after September 11th, which, by the way, and I'm talking about the Unpatriot Act, you know, it should be called the Act of Tyranny. but how many agencies the Patriot Act set up to war against we the people. And just today, somehow or another, the city of San Francisco calls gun owners, namely the NRA, a terrorist organization. How long, America, are you going to allow the media and government, and I'm talking about corruption in both capacities, to set the narrative? How long are you going to allow them to set the narrative, America? Because they're going to continuously do so if you allow them to do it. They always get away with whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing today. But again, friends, for 18 years, I wrote this on June 1st of 2019. U.S. government and mainstream media claimed that we were under attack by Muslims. Now they cover for Muslims when they attack America. What's being done to Ilhan Omar's subversive actions? I didn't say, folks, her innuendos or her hints towards. I said her actions. Okay? Her actions are a call for legal action against her crimes against we the people and her subversive acts towards we the people in this country. I'm trying to say this, friends. Look who is supporting Ilhan Omar. Look who is giving cover for the Muslims, friends. They are their biggest donors. Okay? And I'm talking about Muslims in general in the United States of America, namely Ilhan Omar. Apple and Google are Ilhan Omar's top 2020 campaign donors. As Americans, constitutional Christians, are being censored. Hey, folks, you want to find out who means to rule over you? Find out who means to silence you. There you have it. Did you also know, coming from the likes of Ilhan Omar, this was just yesterday, more corruption. Only 4% of donations that Rep. Ilhan Omar receives came from the Minnesota, her 5th district here in the state of Minnesota. Any bells going off, friends? Any flags going up yet, Americans? You want to talk about conspiracy at the highest levels? Here it is. And what you need to ask the question concerning your representatives, why have they not taken action against big tech companies censoring we the people, and why are they not dealing with big tech companies, friends? Why? And now I lay it to you, America, because we the people, that's how it starts out in the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, are the government in this country. If they fail to keep their oath up in front of our faces in action, friends, action speaks a lot louder than words, then we are to lawfully do what they are not going to do. And guess what, friends? They are not doing what they promised to do. I just talked to somebody out in Ohio this morning. Another like-minded individual such as myself, a doer of the word, not hearers only, deceiving himself, this individual. And I said, it's interesting. I said, it's going to have to get to the point where the American people are going to have to go outside of their homes, out of their comfort zones, and they're going to have to deal with corrupt representatives that are not doing their jobs. I said to him, why is it that I have to hire an attorney to deal with big tech companies that are censoring my free speech? Instead of going after the likes of Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google, how about I just go lawfully after my said representatives that are not upholding the law? Hello? Hello? You want to get those that serve we, the people, your said representatives, in action, friends? Then deal with them personally, because that's the next direction that we are lawfully going. Oh, and by the way, friends, I did want to let you know, if you want to check out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Promised Kept, because it goes a lot further than speaking about what needs to be done in this ministry. The Sons of Liberty put Facebook on alert because their conduct appears to violate various state and federal laws, antitrust, and consumer protections, and fraud. I'll be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Make yourself sheep, friends, and the wolves will devour. Say it again. Make yourself sheep, Americans, and the wolves will devour. And they are. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. And the wolves are devouring. Make yourself sheep, and the wolves will devour. Less than 1.7% of the population in a population of 325.7 million people are given a pass by the majority of the Americans to go ahead and destroy what it is that God has bestowed upon them. That's pathetic, and it's shameful conduct. I was just highlighting the fact, friends, that we found out that in Silicon Valley, Apple and Google are Ilhan Omar's top 2020 campaign donors. As conservatives are continuously being censored. Folks, I'm just curious. How come the president hasn't brought in the DOJ to deal with the likes of big tech companies? Isn't that interesting? Anybody think that's kind of bizarre? Doesn't anybody in this country think it's a little bizarre that he's not enforcing the laws against the crimes of those that are continuously attacking his followers, as they say, or the said conservatives, or the said Christians, or the said constitutionalists in the United States of America? America, I said it yesterday and I say it again, and I'm not going to belabor this point. You're under attack like you've never been under attack before. And the promises to drain the swamp have not come to fruition in any sense of the word. In any sense of the word. Matter of fact, those that are attacking the likes of this administration, namely Donald Trump, it's interesting. They're not being prosecuted, friends. They're being promoted. It's absolute. It's almost. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for many of the people in this country that just give it a pass, act as if there's nothing they can do about what's going on in their country. And again, let me resort back to the truth of the matter, friends. It's not that they can't do anything. It's that they don't want to do anything. That's how thankful they are to those that have given everything that they've had to give us the freedoms that we have. They're not thankful for the sacrifice. If they were, they would not be tolerating the least jot or tittle of crimes or transgressions being committed against our laws today, in any sense of the word. I want to take it a step further, friends. Talking about big tech companies again. Tim Brown just wrote about a ministry called Sons of Liberty. Have you ever heard of them before? Well, friends, guess what? We finally had enough. As I said, and as I have said over the last 6 months and the last year and the last year and a half, I'm tired of them censoring free speech. They are attempting to set a language that is subversive towards American government. The media is being used to transgress law by winning public opinion to overthrow the law. And what they do is they take a fake poll and then they throw it out there on their conservative outlets. And guess what? All the conservatives that don't believe what the media has to say, they believe exactly what they were just told. But the Sons of Liberty put Facebook on alert. Your conduct appears to violate various state and federal laws, antitrust, consumer and protection, and fraud. Tim Brown wrote, like many websites that have been illegally targeted by social media platforms like Facebook, Google, Twitter, and YouTube, the Sons of Liberty Media.com has also been censored. Folks, I'm witnessing it right now, even as I'm talking to you. However, this is all about to come to a stop, and attorneys for the Sons of Liberty have now issued a cease and desist letter to Facebook regarding their blatant targeting of the conservative Christian and constitutional media outlet, or face a significant lawsuit. Folks, I've never been one to threaten. I've never been one to threaten anybody. You can call it what you will. You can take it as a threat, but I'm here to tell you that I promise I will do it. Because I am tired. I am tired of the games that go on through the circus of politics with corrupt politicians and the media's useful idiots. I am tired of the games that they are playing. They don't realize that they're on the same boat, and they don't realize by reading off the teleprompter every day, because that's as far as it goes with these people. They do what they're told. They read the teleprompter. They don't think about what they're saying. They're adding strength to tyranny because, after all, friends, they're just doing their job, right? No, they are not doing their job. They're helping overthrow the U.S. government. They're helping overthrow U.S. laws within the United States of America, friends. It's that simple. And a letter dated September 3rd, 2019, attorneys from Davalier Law Group, LLC in Sandpoint, Idaho, sent a letter on the behalf of Sons of Liberty to the CEO of Facebook concerning the silencing of the Sons of Liberty. The firm informed Facebook that it's now representing the Sons of Liberty. They also reminded the publicly held company that they have been the recipients of substantial sum of money in advertising, friends. And I want to get to the goods concerning what exactly this is all about, because Laura Loomer, as you well know, files a lawsuit against Facebook for a lot of money, friends. $3 billion for defamation. And you want to talk about conspiracy again, friends? It's exactly what they did. It committed conspiracy against the likes of Laura Loomer. Google, Twitter, Facebook, and Apple get Loomered. By the way, she's also suing CAIR. C-A-I-R, one woman, here it is again, friends, where are all the men? They're watching a bunch of full-grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball today. That's what they're doing. Or they're watching a guy hit a little tiny ball into the dirt. Or I'll tell you what, how they entertain themselves today. They watch a car go in a circle 500 times. Whoa! Whoa, how dummied down has man become? Open your eyes, America. But folks, there are people in this country that are sick and tired of being sick and tired, period. That's just the bottom line. It's just the bottom line. The attorneys in their letter addressing the CEO from Facebook said, your conduct towards the Sons of Liberty, as we understand it, also appears to violate various state and federal laws, including intra alia, provisions of federal and state antitrust, consumer protection, and fraud in the inducement statutes. You know how I always tell you, friends, it's a violation of law? Does anybody ever bring law or constitution based on the Word of God into the equation anymore? Well, no, Bradley, we don't. That's why you're in trouble right there. That's why you're in trouble right there. The attorneys say, we hereby demand that you completely restore our client's account, remove advertising or distribution restrictions, remove the active D-Boost live distribution feature or any other similar feature, and cease and desist from disapproving ads and boosts that are within the acceptable bounds of your policies. See, folks, what's interesting here is our law team is saying, yes, you have policy, but here I'm here to show you what the law says. See, the law goes before policy, and your policies follow the law. Oh, boy, you want to confuse an attorney? There you have it right there. Oh, Bradley, well, I never thought about that one. Oh, yeah. Oh, Bradley, you know, that's just, wow. You know, of course, they'll try to find fault with me for showing them what they already should have known. But listen to the letter. It's all in reference to the law concerning their policy. And what this letter shows Facebook, friends, is the law supersedes the policy. The policy follows the law, not the other way around. And how many times I've heard conservatives say that have lost literally hundreds of thousands of dollars from their ads on their sites. Oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. There's nothing we can do about it, Brad. You know, it's their platform. They can do whatever they want. No, they cannot do whatever they want when it comes to free speech. I've shared this with you in the past, friends, and you need to hear it again. What, when the phone company doesn't like what you have to say anymore, all of a sudden is it okay for them to pull the plug on your telephone? Because this is what Facebook is doing. This is what Google's doing. This is what Twitter's doing. This is what Apple's doing. Is it okay when they don't like what you have to say anymore, America, and they want to pull your electricity out of your home or shut you down so no longer do you have accessibility to electricity to turn your lights on? Is that okay? Well, I would just say, back to the useful idiot, the stooge that doesn't take the time to know the difference, I would just say back to guys like Bradley, like, well, you know, it's their platform. They can do whatever they want to do. Really? Does it get to the point, friends, where we begin to open up our eyes and realize what's happening here? Because it really is happening, friends. And someone's tightening the noose little by little. And your said representatives aren't doing a single thing to stop any of this. They're all about it. If it's not your free speech, then it's your Second Amendment, friends. And they're going for it right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
North Carolina residents are feeling the effects of Hurricane Dorian as a tornado rips through as a result of the storm. Emerald Isle resident Joanne Davey describes the incident to NBC News.
I was standing at that camper counter holding on, and my camper was tilting over. And I said, Lord, what in the world? And I looked, and I had leaves all over my house. I don't know if I got a roof or not. It's completely destruction out here.
The good news is not many people were injured as the resident had been evacuated. China announced on Thursday that its trade negotiators will be traveling to Washington next month for trade talks with U.S. counterparts, boosting the chances for a resolution to the tariff war after weeks of uncertainty and escalation. On September 1st, the U.S. put more tariffs on Chinese goods, and still more tariffs are set to take effect later this year. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Just wanted to highlight one more thing here, friends, on Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube, so on and so forth. We have some live chat friends right now that are saying we're not getting notifications. There's no sound. It just shows you how hard they are at work to minimize your effect. And again, they're only attacking the people that are actually doing, friends. The persecution comes with the doing. Read Revelation 12, verse 9 when you get a moment. And also the verse 12 at the end of the chapter there, it talks about who the enemy attacks. Those that are doing and keeping the commandments of the Lord, not those that are sitting around playing like a bunch of diplomats. No, that's not who they deal with, friends. You're not even any good to the devil when you do that. But the fact of the matter is, friends, we need to wake up as to what's going on in this country, because you are, again, let me just say it again, you're under attack. You know, one of the things that I don't understand for the life of me, I was hearing this guy today, and he's talking about all these big tech companies and these whistleblowers that are coming forward. And he's just being very diplomatic. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise, okay? And seduction in another guise is really how people can get away with being diplomatic. I don't trust people that flatter. The Bible says that a flattering tongue spoileth the soul. But the Bible does say this. It says open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. So the version of love that we see in fallen man counters, and it's antithetical to that of scriptural Holy Ghost love. And we look at John the Baptist, he was crying in the wilderness. And yet these guys, I mean, it's like the house is being burnt down and they're just talking all nonchalant. There's no urgency, There's no urgency. There's no forthrightness to get the people out of the house that he sees concerning the house that's burning down. If you walk by someone's house and you see the house is on fire and you know people are inside, you're on the outside yelling, saying, I need to get you out. You break into the house and you save people, right? That's not what you see people do today. Why? Where's the life? You know, the Bible says the fire's like the word is like a fire shut up in my bones. That's how I am moved. Romans 8:14, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. I'm asking the question to the American people, where's the urgency? It's your house that's on fire, and I'm the one yelling to get you aware of the fact as to what's going on in your house. And I'm talking about your country. Had a guy yesterday say, well, you know, oh, he's one of those fundamental preachers. He's yelling. Yeah, you know what? I want to tell you something. I've seen the guys that yell just to yell. But I've also seen the guys that are moved by the Holy Ghost, and there's power in what they say. And so there's a big difference there. And it's also interesting to note that this would come from a fallen reprobate, right? He's a fundamental preacher. He's yelling. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be diplomatic? Am I supposed to watch people burn down in their house? I mean, let me ask you, when you go to a football game, I've noticed quite a few of you people that go to football games, man, you wear the colors of your favorite team. Let's go to Minnesota Vikings for a moment. The stadium that taxpayers paid without their consent is shaped as a ship. It's a Viking ship, right? And it's interesting when you jokers, you go in and you worship a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball. It's interesting that you'll take your clothes off and paint half your body yellow and your other half purple. And you'll wear a helmet with horns on it like a Viking. And you'll have a fake sword in your hand. And you're yelling your guts out by the time you leave routing on your favorite team after you get drunk doing so. It's interesting. You're screaming the whole time over a game that you're sure to never forget the minute you walk out of that stadium. Isn't it interesting how the world will justify what it yells about? But when a preacher preaches concerning the severity and the urgency of men coming to Christ today, not tomorrow, all of a sudden that's somehow an offense to fallen man. Well, the Bible tells me, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, period, exclamation, not asking the devil for permission to obey God. Let me tell you that. Stinking people. It's really what it is, too. A bunch of hypocrites, they'll sit there and they will nitpick, they'll strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. Oh, he's one of those yelling preachers. Yep, I am. And I'm excited about what I preach about. I'm passionate about what I preach about, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And if you want to remain dead in your sin, you go ahead with your bad diplomatic self, because you're going to die in your sin. But when you're born of the Spirit and all of a sudden you start yelling too, don't tell me I didn't tell you, brother, and I hope you choose the latter rather than the former. That's love. That's love. Ah. Isn't that amazing to anybody listening to me today? I mean, you go to these races and they have these cars going around a circle 500 times and they actually fill the stadiums. And you know what the people dress up like? Just like their favorite car driver. And what are they doing? They're buying the beer and they're buying everything that's being advertised for them to buy. But what's absolutely amazing about it is how they're yelling and screaming for their favorite car to win the race. Or what about when a guy, like I said during the last segment, he spends thousands of hours practicing hitting with a metal rod a little ball into the dirt. I mean, that's more important than standing up against the government that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. And forget about, do your best to forget about the 3,000 to 4,000 babies that are being murdered right now while you're entertaining yourself watching this guy hit a ball into the dirt. And then when he gets it into the dirt, everybody goes just out of their minds. And they roar and they shout because they're so happy. And if you ask them what they're happy about, they probably can't even tell you what they're happy about. about. They're brainwashed. Right? Or what about those guys? They got the uniforms on. They look like a bunch of clowns. Really, they do. So many different team uniforms. They look like a bunch of clowns. They take this ball and they throw it to another guy at the end of the field, where a guy stands there with a wooden bat to hit the ball. And if that guy hits the ball over the fence, everybody goes out of their mind. But don't forget about Muslim invasion into the United States of America. No, let that be the furthest thing from your mind. Okay? Just entertain yourself out of your own freedoms, because it's exactly what you're doing. It's exactly what you're doing. Or what about this one? Now you get to see these UFC guys, they get to beat each other practically to death, and in many cases they have been beaten to death. Americans are totally entertained out of their minds over their favorite fighter. And they just go crazy when they see one guy beat the tar out of another guy half to death, and in some cases to death. Boy, you want to talk about history coming all the way around, friends? Look at they've legalized, friends. Look at the UFC. Whoa! What's next? Gladiator arenas? What's next? Come on. Oh, Bradley, that's just so far out there. Is it? Is it really? Is it really? You're entertained. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. You're so caught up into your favorite fighter knocking the chocolate out of another guy, all in the name of money, right? And you've totally forgotten about corruption in your government system and your church first and foremost. They're the responsible party. But the fact of the matter is, you'd rather watch one guy beat up another guy than deal with the corrupt politician that's drug trafficking, that's selling you out through the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3. And I'm talking about from the top to the bottom. But you've got your mind on the right thing, right? And I'm the one that has lost my mind for making sure you remember what matters and what doesn't matter. And this is what you're going to leave to your kids. Oh, how many times I've said it. The grown-ups, look at the grown-ups have done with this world. No wonder why the Lord used little children as the model of heaven. They're not the ones that have destroyed America. It's the grown-ups. They've been talked out of what matters. They've been talked out of what matters so much so that they've been entertained. And just think about this. Oh, my gosh. Think of the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died on battlefields, fighting off tyrants that you have now been conditioned to accept on your own soil. Shame on you, America. Shame on you. You don't want to repent over your sins, I'll do it for you. You don't want to cry for your souls, I'll do it for you. But I can tell you what, it's not going to do anything in the sense of justification on Judgment Day. Read Revelations 20, 21. Read Hebrews 9, 27. What man has been entertained with is embarrassing to me. It's embarrassing to me. And what's sad about it is they're not ashamed. They're not embarrassed for what they've left undone. And your kids see all of this, America. Your kids see all of this. They see what you put your time to. They see what you put your money to. They see how you entertain them in hopes that you'll be just like them, twice as much as the sons and daughters of hell. Matthew 23. But if you got a little Jesus in there, I had an old lady one time tell me, Bradley, as long as my grandkids are in church every Sunday, I don't care if they live like the devil all week. Really? Lady, you are deceived to the core. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar and the truth is not in him. Do you think that that guy or her grandkids are going to be going to heaven when they live like the devil all week? I'm just curious. Oh, Bradley, you don't know nothing of the grace of God. Apparently, neither do you. The law said, thou shalt not. And Jesus said, even if you think, you might want to get that into perspective real quick before you stick both feet in your mouth one more time. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzz feeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We are out there doing the stuff, friends. We are on the front. We're on the front lines doing what we do because we believe that we can do this. I was on a radio program this morning, Coach Dave's out of Ohio, and I like the way he tees up questions for me because I'm better at being a guest than I am a radio show host in so many different ways. I like being put in the corner with questions because the answers come to me right away by the Holy Ghost. And he was asking me some questions this morning and just talking about, you know, the problem that he sees is there's so many people that are unwilling to do what it takes to get the job done. And I said, well, listen, first of all, as Hudson Taylor said, every move of God is first impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. I said, most people stop when it gets difficult. Okay. And then he brought up the point of faith. He said, you know, everybody's talking about their faith. He said, I believe the problem is they don't have the faith. That's right. Hebrews 12:2 says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And he who hath begun a good work in us will finish it until the day of Jesus Christ. And it tells us in Romans 8:37 that we're made more than conquerors to him who loved us. We overcome the world, 1 John, by the faith that he's given us. And you see so many succumbers rather than overcomers. And then you got to ask yourself, you know, if they're born of the Spirit, the Bible tells us in 1 John 4:4 that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. How come they're not overcoming? Where is that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world? I'll tell you where they're at. They're dead in their sins. Read 1 Corinthians 15. They're dead in their sins. They're believers that, here, let me say it this way. I love this. Thank you, Lord. They're believers that don't believe. America is filled with believers that don't believe. It's that simple. And they're the worst of men. Period. Hey, folks, what do? I can tell you by what they do. I can tell you who it is that they follow or don't follow. Because when you're born of the Spirit, guess what? You do the things that Jesus is doing. Not these little bracelets on your wrist and say, oh, what would Jesus do? No, it's not what would Jesus do. It's what is Jesus doing because his Spirit is alive forevermore. Period. People that are born of the Spirit of God, when they look at a mountain, they see by the Spirit of God that they can conquer that mountain. They can overcome that mountain by the faith that the Son of God gave unto them, because they remember what the Spirit of God said to them when Scripture tells us that greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. See, when you look at the Word of God, that's the wrong book to look for excuses in. Because that is the book of no excuses. Did you hear what I said? The Bible is the book of no excuses. How do you come to terms with the fact that it's not about you, it's about Him? Take your Bible and put your feet on your Bible. Draw a circle around it and say, Lord, I'm not moving until you revive everything inside of this circle through godly repentance worked in me by the Holy Ghost. John 16, verse 8. Acts 20, verse 21. You know, see, again, here's the problem, but I'm going to give you the answer. I always do. Most people that are listening to me right now, they call themselves Christians. They call themselves conservatives, constitutionalists, patriots. You know, the fact of the matter is I could go into your house right now and tell you exactly what you feed on. I can tell practically by what you wear exactly what you feed on. I can tell by how you act what it is that you feed on. Just the same way you could look at a person that's overweight and say, oh, they don't know how to, you know what their favorite restaurant is, right? It's Dairy Queen. Or it's McDonald's. Or it's some restaurant that fills them up to the point where it's just not good for their body at all. It's the same thing, friends, in so many different facets, in almost every facet of your life. I can, by the Holy Ghost, tell you what you're feeding on. Common sense comes into play. When we do high school assemblies, we can tell exactly what these kids are feeding on. No matter what group they're, or no clique group that they're a part of. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I can tell you what part of the equation or group that they're a part of. A clique group is what I was saying. Little clique clubs. I can tell you what they're feeding on. It's the same way that you can tell what real Christians do as to what they're feeding on. I'll tell you what they're feeding on. They're feeding on the bread of life. Every night of my life, everything that I do is ministry. God appointed, not man appointed. Okay? Many are called, but few are chosen. Who are the chosen? Those that take heed to the call of God and do it. Okay? You've heard about the two dogs. Two dogs are going to be put in a ring and they're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? I ask you, which one's going to win the fight? They're going to fight to the death. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most is the one that's going to win. I got a question for you. Which one's going to win in your life? Either the Spirit or the arm of the flesh? The will of the Spirit or the will of man? Oh, and if you think that there's somewhere to go in between that, you're sadly mistaken. There is no in-betweenites. In Christians, the Word of God says, I'd rather have you cold or hot. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You can't have one foot in and one foot out. A double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. The Bible says, let not that man think he'll receive anything from the Lord. I'm just going to the Holy Ghost here, friends. You know, the problem is too many people come to God on their terms rather than on the Lord's terms. Well, Lord, if you do this for me, then I'll tell you what I'll do. Really? Really? Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. How's that working out for you? Hey, when you get that far, will you tell me how that worked out for you? Because that's never worked here. And you know what? At the end of the day, at the end of the trial, at the end of myself, I'm so glad I didn't get what I wanted. Do you want to know why? Because if I would have got what I wanted from the Lord, I wouldn't have served Him with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Some people say it's the, you know, I remember Arturius said in King Arthur, the legend, there's no worse death than the end of hope. Hopeless ones, I got a question for you. What are you feeding on? Christ is our hope. He's always alive. Hopeless ones, what are you feeding on? Here, let me take it another step. When you're at the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on, because here he comes in power. And when he comes in power, you're going to be a witness for the resurrection, where men will find their faith not in man, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. And when they're touched by the Holy Ghost, guess what? He comes in and he kicks the hell out. He kicks the doubt out. He kicks the unbelief in. And he takes over. And all of a sudden, you're on a whole different wavelength. Then you can say, it's not me that liveth. Whoa. But it's Christ that liveth in me. Whoa. In the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. Where do you find the faith of the Son of God? At the end of the rope. You know, what I see in the church today is way too many people counseling people to stay in the faith. Really? If Jesus is the author of their faith, he'll also be the finisher of their faith. I'll tell you what, it was when I was kicked out of the house of compromise, that's where I met the Lord. Because I understood that the Lord loved me so much to teach me it wasn't about me, but it was about Him. And when I found myself in Him, I found everything I could want or desire, exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. The reward is within Christ, not without Christ. Then how do you get there? To unite with Christ is to part from sin. Sin is the transgression of God's law. It's the hardest road to take, but you want to talk about the life that's given unto us more abundantly by Christ, then find it as you put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. The end of yourself is where you find the Christ, and the law drives you to the foot of the cross where you can do no more. And when you put your faith in Christ, by Christ, right? Hebrews 12:2, all of a sudden, here's this new life. And it's not at all based on your feelings. Your affections must go. They must be crucified. Everything that you think that you know, whatever you try to hang on to, it's got to go. Hey folks, when you die, guess what? There's no such thing as a luggage rack on top of the hearse, is there? No. Paul said, it's certain that I came into the world naked, and it's certain that I'm going out naked. Okay? Get back to that place. It's a good place to be. You can think there the way that the Lord thinks. Great is the peace of those whose minds are stayed on thee. And when you're there at the end of yourself, guess what? That is where he is. Listen for the marching orders, because he will give them to you. And when he's ready to give them to you, he will also provide. He'll protect. He'll move you. Like Moses said, Lord, I'm not going without you. That's the right prayer. And just rest assured, friends, it's the right prayer that he will answer, because he was the one that inspired it in the first place. And I know I'm talking to some people prophetically right now in a big, big way. I love you by what we do. Friends, 1 John 3:18. I'll talk to you in 23. Have a good night. Stay focused. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. And before you know it, you're going to be mounting up with them wings as eagles as well. Amen. Hallelujah.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.